Johnny's going to talk about two facets of one subject. Last weekend, as many people know, we were at Newark, and John, for the first time, was a steward at a show. And our well-being show, not mind, body and spirit show, well-being, our intention is for people to visit and our community work together to make them walk away feeling well-beings. So it's a well-being show. John was the steward, and I would like John's perspective on what it was like for his first time as a steward, starting from now.
Well, as Ian says, this is a well-being show that was at Newark at the weekend over the 2 days, the Saturday and the Sunday. Now, I've been going to mind, body and spirit shows or well-being shows since about 2006 as a visitor. And I tell you what, when you're a visitor, you only have a finite amount of time to do things because the person or people that you're with tend to rush you around. Oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? They're always trying to get your attention the whole time. So you never get a chance to see anything. And it's all in about 2 or 3 hours. And you have to have lunch in the middle because lunch is obviously very important. And so you come away thinking, well, I've probably not even seen half of it. But when you're on the other side of a well-being show and you're actually involved in it from the word go, it's very, very interesting. I should point out that before the actual show itself, Liz and I had gone around doing leaflet drops in and around Newark, a bit of promotion. We'd been putting up banners near the showground to let people know that the show was coming. So there was plenty of preparation beforehand. But on the actual day before the show started, on the Friday, I got chance to actually see the actual ground plan on graph paper, because what Liz does, she looks at the people that can attend, the attendees, and they're a right mix of crystal healers, Reiki therapists, aura cameras, a real mixture of mind and body and spirit wellness. Wellness is a word that's very in these days. And so you can have any therapy or any reading on tarot or whatever that you like. And what we were doing on the Friday, we were nipping and tucking that floor plan, trying to iron out what we hope were the tweaks. So trying not to put like stalls together, trying to get like a mix and match of healers, readers, therapists, another mix of the retail and the therapies around the hall. 52 stands for all, as I joked. One for each week of the year. Anyway, once that was nipped and tucked, Liz turned to me and she said, what do you think this weekend's going to be like? I looked at the floor plan. And looking at the floor plan, I only recognised the names of about half the exhibitors. So half were people I'm familiar with from previous shows. The other half were newbies, to me anyway. And so they were starting to set up on that Friday. So that floor plan was starting to crystallise. It was going to become realised. And of course, stall holders were setting up on the Saturday as well. So you got that floor plan coming to life. And that's when you got to see if the mix of the readers, the retailers, the therapists and the like were going to work or not. And it was not until I was at the front desk with Liz and Sue and the public were coming in to start to get a chance to read the vibes coming from people and coming from stallholders, that interaction between the public and the people doing the therapies and the readings. And the one thing that came out of this over those 2 days, talking to people, walking the floor, and general observation was this, that this was only the second Newark Liz Ian well-being show. The first one was just finding their feet. The second one, as I said, completely different. But the vibes, whether you're actually in the room, whether you're in the talks or that kind of thing, the vibes were good. And the feedback I was getting from people said that this show hit the right notes, all the right notes, right the way across the 2 days. And people were going away happy and satisfied and content. And the thing is, It was tiring. It was very, very tiring doing those 3 days. But at the time you were doing it, you didn't notice how tired you were because you were busy, 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 busy. Everyone was busy. The stallholders were busy. The public were going round this constant ebb and flow of energies going round the room. I should say something about certain people. I've had aura photographs done before. If you don't know what an aura photograph is, the body works on energies, and energy and frequency and sound and colour are all linked. And this is a very, very clever camera that when you put the hand on the plates, these metal plates, it reads you, reads your well-being. It's your mood at the time, what your body's doing at the time comes out in a range of colours. Are you in a good mood, bad mood, high, low, whatever. It's a reading of your health and welfare. And Kevin is really, really good. I do recommend going to see this guy because he does a reading as well, and he was spot on. On a similar kind of level, there's Rachel Bavin's bioresonance machine. If you don't know what one of them is, you've got this machine, you've got these bands put around your wrist, and you're wired up to this machine. They're popping a little crystal of your choice, which gets programmed. And on this screen in front of you, it's reading the frequencies on your body and inside your body. So you're getting to see your nervous system, your stomach, every part of your body as a readout on the screen. I didn't even know what some of these things meant. And at the end of it, you got this little crystal with all the programming. It can carry around in your pocket. You got the readout to take away from you so you can look up what all these terms meant. But what this machine was also doing is rebalancing your biorhythms that were out of sync. Really, really quite incredible. Mind-blowing. There was also Julie Elizabeth, who was a really good tarot reader, really, really spot on. I found from whatever medium I've been to, they can read me like a book, seriously. And that's what a good medium can do. Which brings me to Barry John. Now, Barry John is a professional spirit medium. He's done Most Haunted and events like that. He's on TV. But what he did in his talk, he tried a little experiment. How can people do off the cuff a kind of spiritual reading, mediumship reading? So the room was packed. He got a pack of cards, a pack of oracle cards of some kind, gave 4 to 4 random people, took the cards away, picked 4 guinea pigs from the room, got them to stand up, me included, with these cards. What can you tell me about the person that was holding the card? Now, what was happening, he seemed to be reading people randomly in the room because you've been put on the spot, you hadn't got a chance to sort of focus on that particular person and to get the energies from that person, get that feeling. And that was an amazing thing, finding out the difference in a clairvoyant, a psychic and a medium. And believe me, there is a difference. There was Marco, guardian angel guy. Now, I've never met this guy before. He's a sculptor and he makes these sculptures of angels, animals and all this kind of thing. And what he does is he gets you to hold one of the sculptures off the stall and he does a reading via that sculpture of you. And again, he's so spot on. In his talk was on guardian angels, how to meet them, how to channel them, and so forth. Again, packed room full of people. And he got a group meditation. But what I find interesting about really good people that do talks is, although they're working a group, you feel as though they're talking to you individually. Actually, individually. So once you've closed your eyes and you're calling in the angels, whether you've done it before or not, it's an amazing experience. A real, again, for me, mind-blowing experience. So at the end of the weekend, I felt a real anticlimax when they're all packing away. I just wanted this weekend to go on and on and on, but I realized it couldn't. Because by Sunday night, the stall holders, the therapists were getting really, really tired. Everyone was getting really worn out and wanted to prepare for the next one. I got home at 11 o'clock in my own bed on Sunday night about 11 o'clock. And I thought, wow. If anyone ever asked me, would I do that again from the actual on the other side, working the event, I would say yes. I would really say yes, and I cannot wait till the next one. Over to you, Mr. Timothy.
That's concise appraisal of John's weekend. One thing that really stuck into my mind over the whole weekend as I was walking around talking to visitors. I was on the floor actually 12 hours, John, as you probably know. 1,200 some plus pictures and really enjoyed it. But more than anything, the visitors overwhelmingly happy about the show, the choice, the community. Did you find that yourself?
I did indeed. Talking to people as they were coming out of the show over that weekend, yes. And what I really liked, the people that I knew who actually came to the show, friends of mine, I didn't know they arrived, they just dropped in. And the feedback from my friends as well, some of whom are actually therapists themselves, readers themselves, was really good. And as Ian said, everyone said there was a brilliant vibe, a wonderful vibe. And I tell you what, the moment you walked into that main room, that vibe, it just hit you. It really, really did hit you. There's no doubt about it.
Blowing the trumpet, I think we're on our way, John.
I think we are indeed. We're well on our way. And what a way to go.
Thank you very much indeed, my friend. See you soon.
Thank you, and see you soon too, Mr. Ian.